What was? I remember him shouting. There is not a fucking fish in this whole goddamn lake, and I'm never fishing here again. Like any hunter whose grounds have gone bad, I set out looking for new territory. I followed the outflow of the pond down a series of cascades that in turn flattened out into a low, swampy meadow of deep oxbows. Only minuscule shiners, crawfish, and escaped goldfish swam here. Farther and farther I went, until the stream joined a larger river and passage was blocked by a fence that a wealthy landowner had erected. Inspecting a map at the library, I found that this was a significant juncture for my stream. As with my pond, I had annexed the stream and referred to it now as mine. The point at which it was no longer my stream was where it entered the Byram River, a flow that during the times of Native American sovereignty was called the Armonk, or fishing place, but which, according to one local legend, the English renamed because of the native tendency to pester white men with armfuls of shad and herring for trade, and the endlessly repeated entreaty, "Byram, Byram." The Byram continued south for another 10 miles after the juncture before widening and finally emptying out into the sea. The beginning of an idea came to me.